This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom, today. Oh, I love this day. It is the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Oh, yes, Il Poverello, the little poor man. Oh, but he was not poor. He was filled with the love of God, filled with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was filled, saturated in the presence of God. Il Poverello. I have been to Assisi, and we have in Assisi his casket, and it says Francesco. Francis, that's all. Francis. Oh, how we need men and women like Francis, sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sold out. Not only going to church, even every day, but sold out when nobody's looking. Sold out. That's what we're called to be. Sold out. One of his brothers, when he was wondering how Francis prayed, decided to sneak up near his room to see how Francis prayed. And so he went and he saw Francis, the man of God. He was not saying too many words. The only thing he was saying on his knees, my God and my awe. My God and my awe. Well, the man was transformed. Francis was not in any great dissertation to God, but he was saying what was in reality, my God and my awe. I tell you, we're all so pretending to have things and people that we're not. My God and my all, that's all of us. We are poor and needy in the presence of God. And he wants to be my all, your all, today and forever. My God and my all. But yet, we've made Christianity a Sunday thing, or even a Sunday and a Wednesday thing, rather than my God and my all. My God and my all, we have nothing else. Francis knew who he was. He knew who he was. Yes, he was poor and needy. Psalm 40. Poor and needy. And yet, he gave himself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result, converted so many people. You know how he used to convert them? He'd go from place to place singing the praises of God. Oh, yeah, singing the praises of God. He was a deacon, you know. He wasn't a priest. He was a deacon proclaiming the love of the crucified. You remember how he was converted. He was in a near a church at San Damiano that had been destroyed. And the crucifix was there. The church was all knocked down. And the crucifix said, spoke to him. The crucifix spoke to him. Francis, my church is in disrepair. Go forth and repair it. And guess what he did? He went forth to repair the church of God by preaching the gospel. Oh, yes, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus being surrendered to Jesus. It's all about Jesus having nothing but Jesus. And that's what it's all about. But we as people have other things beside Jesus. You see, God wants to transform people, that the only gift we have is the gift of the Lord Jesus. And in that, we give that gift to the world one at a time. Francis knew who he was. He was the poor one of Assisi. Francis knew who the church was. Go and rebuild my church because it's in disrepair. So what did he do? He didn't call a parish council. He decided to preach the gospel to people, to rebuild the church by proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ, crucified, died, buried, and resurrected. Francis, the man of God, il poverello, the poor one, but knew where the power came from. I tell you, if the Franciscans were like Francis, they would have changed the world. And if the diocesan priests, that's me, were like Peter and Paul, we would have changed the world. But you see, we compromise. We compromise. Well, you know, I'm not feeling too good today. I've taken this medicine, and I can only do so much. You can only do so much, I tell you. Jesus says, I have given you everything. Go out and proclaim the gospel. Go out. That's why we're on radio. It's too good for me to be in one place to preach the gospel. God opened my heart to the proclamation of his gospel, to tell people beside the parish of the great love of the crucified, risen Lord. And I'm sure God's telling other people to do that. But they say, well, I'm too poor. I'm too needy. Well, you know what? I am too. I'm too poor and I'm too needy. But I know who is not poor anymore and who is not needy anymore, but who gives us the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the good news of Jesus. You see, we give God excuses because each one of us, you and me, we're weak in our own selves. There's nothing strong about us in reality. But Paul says, in my weakness, he is my strength. Those are not words. That's a life. You see, people in their weakness have withdrawn from Jesus rather than banking their weakness in the heart of the Lord and seeing God work powerfully through their weakness. Oh, yes, that's the way it is. God doesn't choose strong people. There's nobody strong, as a matter of fact. We're all needy and poor, and we're in need of Jesus Christ. You, me, us. And people are afraid of their poverty of spirit. I say bank it in the heart of Jesus. Bank your poverty of spirit in the heart of Jesus and watch Jesus do miracles. Watch Jesus proclaim the word of God. Watch Jesus proclaim the kingdom of God. Bank your weakness in the heart of Jesus. No one is strong. I've learned that in my years, that there's no one strong. That people pretend to be strong, but no one is strong. We're all in need, absolute need of the Lord Jesus. And some of us put on a face that we are strong and no one is going to hurt us anymore. I tell you, that's a coward. Have you been hurt before? Yes, I have. And what are you doing with the hurt? Bank it in the heart of Jesus. You'll be hurt again, but continue to do what you're doing. Oh, yes, God doesn't choose those people that are look right. God chooses the broken and the poor to bring his message of salvation. And I'm going to tell you, those people that look right are just as poor and needy as I am and you are. We hide our poverty rather than invest it in the heart of Jesus and watch Jesus do things that only Jesus can do. That's Francis. That's Francis, poor and needy. And he banked his poverty and his neediness in the heart of the crucified. That's real. That's real. You see, there's nobody strong. There's only people pretending to be strong. I had teachers, and I remember one, I really liked him so much. He pretended to be strong. And one day I was in his room, he had a back problem, and I prayed with him that the Lord would heal this man. He was my teacher. And it lasted about 30 seconds, my prayer. He said, "Why didn't you go on longer?" I said, "Because you couldn't take it. God knew you couldn't take it, so he just told me to be short." And guess what? His back was healed. Oh, yes. And he would pretend to be strong, but I saw beneath the strength of a man just like the rest of us, needy and poor. You see, once you know who you are and you invest your neediness and poverty in the heart of Jesus, you see things happening, things that you can't do, things that only God can do. Through the people that invest their neediness and poverty in the heart of Jesus. That's the secret of Francis. He didn't have it all together. He knew who he was. And he knew who Jesus was. And that Jesus made up for his lack, as he does for you, as he does for me. It's so easy. It's so easy that we are unable to do too much on our own. But when we invest it in our being unable in the heart of Jesus, he will cause us to do things that we never could do on our own power. We've been on the radio for 40 years by the grace of God. By the grace of God. Only God knows how I've come to the microphone sometimes in need and in poverty of spirit. But you see, that didn't stop me. I had the grace in my poverty to continue to preach the word of God. And guess who I was preaching to? Not only them, but me. You see, we all are poor and needy. All of us. There's no one strong. There are only people pretending to be strong. But do we invest our poverty, our neediness, in the heart of Jesus? That's what we're called to do. Why has this ministry lasted 40 years? I'm going to tell you why. Because of the grace of God. And because I don't pretend to be anything. I am poor and needy. Amen. But not only me, but the rest of the human race. That's why we need salvation. I can't do it on my own. I need a Savior. That's why I need the Holy Spirit. I can't do it on my own. I need Pentecost. In my poverty, in my need, I need Pentecost. I need to proclaim the good news of salvation. And I don't have it all together. Only God knows that. But you know what? You don't have to have it all together. Invest your poverty in the heart of Jesus, in the bank of Jesus. Invest your poverty in the bank of the heart of Jesus. No one is strong. No one. All of us are the same. Needy and poor. But he comes to those who are needy and poor. He comes and he uses them by his powerful Holy Spirit. Do you think that Francis had it all together? He didn't. My God and my awe. He knew who he was. God was everything. He was one man on his knees, knowing that God was everything. I'm going to tell you, God hasn't changed. Jesus hasn't changed, not at all. My God and my all is for all of us, because we're all the same. There's no one strong. Only those that are in need and those who know their need. So many people run away from their need, rather invest it in the heart of Jesus, the bank of the heart of Jesus. You see, God only uses people that are needy and poor. That's the human race, because we need a Savior, and his name is Jesus, and we need the power of the Holy Spirit. That's called Pentecost for all of us. Without Pentecost, there's no proclamation of the gospel, but there's a cost in Pentecost. It will cost the poor and needy man and woman their whole life invested in the heart of Jesus. There's no excuses. I'm too weak. Then God wants to use you so powerfully. I don't know how. Well, you know what? I don't know how either. I just live one day at a time. I don't know how, but I know he knows how. I just need to follow him and do what he is doing, not what I am doing. Don't let your poverty and your neediness lure you away from God. Let your poverty and neediness bring you into the heart of Jesus, so that you would proclaim to other people who are poor and needy that he is the Lord and Savior. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the crucified one who died and was buried and was raised up as the resurrection and the life. Don't let your poverty and your need cause you to run away. Let your poverty and your need cause you to invest it in the Sacred Heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that's what it's all about. None of us can do too much on our own power. But you see, his power is available to the poor and to the needy. His power is available. He called 12 crazy apostles. They were crazy. They were with them for 3 years, and they still wondered, is he going to show up? He chose the weak to make them strong. Oh, they were weak men. But I tell you, they all died as martyrs, having someone worthy of their death. They shed their blood for Jesus. It didn't start there. It started in their neediness, in their poverty, and they banked it in the heart of Jesus. We remember in Luke's gospel, they're arguing, who is the greatest one in the kingdom of God? They walk with Jesus almost 3 years, and they're wondering, who's great? They don't have it at all. And Jesus said, unless you become like a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And a little child in the time of Jesus had no worth in the courts. I tell you, God chooses those that are weak and needy. Don't use it as an excuse. Invest your weakness, your neediness in the bank of the heart of the Lord Jesus, pierced for you. Invest it and watch and see the interest that it will become, will gather up. God called Francis in his poverty. And you know what? He would go around singing the praises of God, and people would be converted. Why? Because he knew who he was, and he knew who he wasn't. That he was il poverello, the little poor one, who needed salvation every minute of the day. And so, if we were like Francis, we'd change the world. Because none of us are strong. None of us are powerful on our own. We're all poor and needy. Invest it in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and watch God do what only God can do. Miracles. Miracles. Oh, I remember wanting to be like this person who was used so powerfully by the Lord. And I learned that only through the person's weakness and poverty did they do so much, as they invested that weakness and poverty in the heart of Jesus. That's why all of us are called to do that. None of us are strong. None of us have it all together. We are in need of salvation, not only one day when we give our life to Jesus, but every day as we breathe the air of God. That's what you're called to. But don't let it stop you from proclaiming and singing the praises of Jesus. Invest it. I've said it over and over again. Invest it in the heart of Jesus today. And you'll see the interest accruing. People will be touched. People will come to know Christ. Invest it. Don't run away from your poverty and your need. Invest it. Invest it. God said to Francis, rebuild my church, for it is in disrepair. And so what did he do? He started to rebuild the church of San Damiano. That's not what God was saying. He found out that that wasn't really what God was saying that day from the cross. Rebuild my church, for it is in disrepair. Oh, yes. That's why we need preachers. I love to hear people preach. I love to sit under their preaching ministry. I who preach every day by grace, I love to be preached to. It makes me feel so great that I am just as much in need of someone preaching as I preach to others. That's the way it is. I listen to people who preach the Word of God because I need to hear it myself. Oh, yes, I read the Scriptures, thank God. Oh, yes, it's the presence of God. Oh, yes, it's the Holy Spirit. But I need to see other people that are living an apostolic life. I need to see it. And, you know, I saw it in Monsignor Walsh in Pennsylvania. I saw it in him who was the vicar of religious, I think, in Philadelphia. But his need and his poverty caused him to invest it in the heart of Jesus and was used powerfully in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. You see, we have nothing to give God but our poverty and our neediness. And God says, come to me, all of you who are weary and found life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. So do it today. Don't run away from your need. Don't run away from your poverty. Invest it in the bank of the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Do it. Do it. And I will do it too. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.